Breakfast with the Boyle Brothers, John Keneally and Tony McCarthy. Well, you will recall last week the ABC had the 891 had the 40-hour drought challenge. We asked people who got involved to survive on 40 litres of water in 40 hours, and Grant was one of those, in order, of course, to highlight how much water we use and see if there are ways in the future you can actually save and how much water we waste. You may recall we spoke to Irene Wennen. She was our breakfast correspondent. She came in under the 40 litres, quite a way in under 40 litres, but she also is now turning her attention, and by extension ours, to energy and how to save electricity. So Mr. Michael Bluejay is also known as Mr. Electricity. He runs an internet website on this particular issue. He's all the way from our sister city in Austin, Texas, in the United States. As I said earlier, I had little trouble getting somebody to talk to us locally at this hour of the morning. Michael, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, just before we get on ways of saving electricity, of course, in your part of the world, it's a different voltage altogether than we have here in Australia. Is that an issue? Is one better than the other?
It's not an issue at all. It's just a different way of delivering the electricity for the purposes of saving electricity. There's really no difference. If you want a more technical explanation, I can give you an analogy. But if that satisfies you, then we can go on.
That satisfies me.
Okay.
So what's the first step, Michael? How do you? What's the best way to start saving electricity around the home?
Well, you know, while I was on hold here waiting for you to come on, it occurred to me that I had no idea what the cost of electricity was in Australia, so I got on Google and I scrambled to try to find that so I could give you some meaningful numbers, and I was surprised to find that it looks like the cost of electricity in Australia is among the cheapest in the developed world. It looks to be about a third to a half as expensive as it is here in the United States. And what that means is that I won't be able to tell you how to save appreciable amounts of money on electricity, but one of the things I try to explain on my site is that there are two reasons for saving electricity. One is to save money, but the other, which is just as important, is to reduce pollution, because a lot of people don't realize that electricity causes pollution because you don't see it. You know, when you drive your car, you see it. You know, you can smell it. It's nasty. And it's obvious that if you don't drive, you're not going to generate that pollution. But when you flip on the switch to turn on the light, you don't see or smell anything, so you're not necessarily aware that there's any pollution associated with that. But there is, because to generate the electricity to power that light, that happens at the power plant where they're burning coal or some other dirty fuels to generate that. And there's pollution and greenhouse gases associated with that.
Michael, I've taken to turning off when I go to bed the various appliances I have at home. And this is entertainment appliances like DVD players and TVs and whatever. I turn them all off because they're just normally on standby. Is that worth doing or not?
Well, I guess you're going to have to make the decision about whether it's worth it for you. It definitely saves some electricity, but the amount of standby power is just—it's not very large. I figured that in U.S. dollars, if you had six different devices, each drawing about 5 watts of power over the month, it would save about $25 Australian a month. If you didn't run them at all at any time. If you're turning them off only overnight, then it's going to save even less, obviously. And I have a calculator on the website where you can put in, you know, you can choose your appliance and how many hours you use it a day and, you know, what your cost per electricity is per kilowatt hour. And it'll tell you exactly how much you're spending to run that appliance and exactly how much you're saving if you want to put in a smaller number of hours for running that per day. But there are better ways to save electricity. I am assuming, this is just a guess, since the cost of electricity in Australia is so low that there haven't been, a lot of the appliances probably use more electricity than necessary. For example, you know, I live here in the southern part of the United States, which is kind of warm, and so the houses here are not designed to keep out the cold in the winter, and they're terrible for that purpose. Now, they're much better up north because, you know, it's going to cost them more. So for that reason, I think there might be opportunities there. I'm guessing refrigerators in Australia just may not be nearly as efficient as they need to be because it doesn't cost as much to run them there as it does here, so that could be something to look at. I don't know what your national standards are, but for here in the United States, every few years they kick up the standards to require refrigerators to use less electricity. So a refrigerator made today uses about a third, two-thirds less electricity as they used just 15 years ago.
Michael, what about these new light bulbs, these new energy-saving bulbs?
Are they new in your area?
Well, yeah, relatively.
They've been here for over a decade. They were a little pricey when they first came out at about, you know, $15 a bulb. Now here locally, they're about the equivalent of $2 to $3 Australian dollars per bulb. They're an excellent way to save electricity. A compact fluorescent light bulb uses 75% less electricity than a typical bulb. So it's probably the easiest thing you can do, and it's pretty cheap to get started. You know, you don't have to, unlike a refrigerator, you don't have to buy a whole new refrigerator. You just go to your home improvement store, you know, and get some $2 or $3 bulbs. Just replace your existing bulbs, and you're saving 3/4 the amount of energy that you were compared to your old bulbs.
Well, it's interesting about the fridge. I'm currently thinking about buying a new one because I got a very old fridge, and so obviously I would save a little if that was the purpose. I would save a bit if I got a new one.
Absolutely.
Michael, how did you become involved in this? How come you became Mr. Electricity?
Well, I have an interest in technical things, and whenever I learn about something, I tend to make a website about it. So it started out as a page, and, you know, I got some more information, and it grew to several pages, and people started sending in questions, so I started answering them, and, you know, now there's, you know, hundreds of questions and answers and dozens of pages, and, you know, a lot of the stuff I didn't know off the top of my head, someone asked me, so I'd have to research it and find out, and it's just something that was interesting to me, and I wanted to share that information with the world.
It just grew. I wonder if you could hang on for a second, Michael. Sandy has phoned in. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
What did you want to say or ask?
What we do in our household, like over the generations, kids have got sick to death of hearing, oh, turn off the light, turn off the light. So because the polar ice caps are melting, we just have a saying that says, save a polar bear. And the kids just go, oh, okay, that means turn the light off. And it sticks in their head much more than turn the light off.
Hmm.
So just, that's my dog.
Really?
I'm glad that's all it was. Sandy, thank you for that.
Okay. Polar bear is what it sounded like. That's raised a question.
I'm almost dreading the calling because on the last radio show I was on, one of the things I mentioned on the site, there are a lot of myths about electricity. One of the big ones is that you shouldn't turn the light off when you leave the room because it takes more electricity to turn on when you come back. And it's just a myth. I don't know where it started. There's no truth to it. And that's true for any device, whether you're talking about your computer or anything you might want to turn off. It's always going to save to turn it off. It does not use a lot of electricity to turn it back on. And you can prove that. If you don't believe me, just, you know, stand outside, look at your electric meter. I assume that they're similar there that they are here. You know, we have the little dial that spins around. You know, turn something on, and you'll see it'll just start slowly, and it'll increase the speed slowly, but it won't just suddenly start spinning and, you know, zoom out of control. But anyway, one of the other myths that someone called in about, tried to dispute it with me, there's the myth that you should leave your air conditioner running while you're gone at work all day because it takes more electricity to cool the house down when you come back if you had left it off all day, and that's not true at all. You know, even though it'll have to run a little longer, it's going to run less overall than would have run if you had it running all day while you're gone, so you should definitely turn the AC off when you leave for work in the morning. But someone called to dispute that, and I didn't know what to say. That, and then, you know, it's basic physics, and you know,
yeah,
there's really not any question about it.
Michael, no doubt we'll talk again. But look, thanks very much for telling us on how to save money, how to save power.
Anyone who's interested in more can go to the website. It's michaelbluejay.com.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Bluejay from our sister city in Austin, Texas.